This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option in the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app also has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi, Senior Technical Analyst at SMC Global Securities. He gave us 3 sell calls and also shared his views on Nifty. After opening a tad higher on March 17, Indian markets gave up all the gains and slid sharply in the last hour of trade, with Nifty closing below 9,000 levels and Bank Nifty below 22,200 levels as fears over the coronavirus pandemic loomed over the market. On the technical front, Nifty has slid below its 100-day exponential moving average on monthly charts, which can trigger further selling pressure into the prices in coming sessions once again. On the derivatives front, the heavy short buildup has been witnessed into the index from the last few sessions, which will once again limit any sharp upside into the prices. On the higher side, as long as Nifty is trading below the psychological level of 10,000, the undertone will likely to remain bearish, and any bounce into the prices should be used for creating fresh shorts. Additionally, the Indian Volatility Index has spiked above 60 levels, which also indicates further downward momentum with some wild swings on the cards. Here are 3 sell recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Nestle India is the first call with a target price of Rs. 13,700 and stop loss of Rs. 15,100. Downside possibility for this call is 6%. The stock has witnessed a series of decline from the last few sessions and slid below its 100-day exponential moving average on a daily interval, which is placed at 15,064 levels. At the current juncture, prices are trading in a downward sloping channel with the formation of the lower bottom pattern. The immediate support for the stock is placed at Rs. 14,000, below which further downside should resume in the coming sessions. So traders can short sell the stock in the range of Rs. 14,540 to 14,600 for the downside target of Rs. 13,700 with stop loss above Rs. 15,100, said the analyst. Maruti Suzuki is the second call with a target price of Rs. 5,000 and stop loss of Rs. 6,000. Downside possibility for this call is 11%. After consolidating in the range of Rs. 7,000 to Rs. 7,500 levels, the stock has given a sharp breakdown below its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily charts and went below Rs. 5,000 levels to mark its 52-week low of Rs. 4,803 on March 13th. However, due to short covering, once again prices are holding above Rs. 5,600 at the current juncture, but the broader structure is still weak as prices are holding well below its short and long-term moving averages. On a shorter time frame, the stock has formed a rounding top pattern which could trigger another round of downside momentum into the prices in the coming sessions. NTPC is the third call with a target price of Rs. 78 and stop loss of Rs. 100. Downside possibility for this call is 11%. The stock can be seen maintaining its downtrend and falling in a sloping channel with the formation of the lower high and lower bottom pattern. A few weeks back, the fresh breakdown was observed below the descending triangle pattern, which triggered the follow-up selling into the stock as prices breached the psychological level of Rs. 100 mark as the stock tested its 52-week low of Rs. 81.25 last week. Now once again, marginally higher volumes have been witnessed at the current juncture with the fall in price, which should move the stock towards new lows in the coming sessions. Traders can short sell the stock in the range of Rs. 89 to 92 for the downside target of Rs. 78 with a stop loss above Rs. 100, said the analyst. Remember, all the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.